God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 4, Day 6. Today is a chance to do things a bit differently. Instead of just reading through the scripture and asking the Holy Spirit to speak to us, we are also going to imagine ourselves as part of the story. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. In a moment, we're going to read the verses we've been reflecting on this week. As you listen, close your eyes and imagine yourself as one of the disciples. Imagine the boat, the storm, and the things you can hear, smell, and feel. Imagining yourself as part of the story, how do you respond when Peter gets out of the boat?
Matthew chapter 14, verse 22-33. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
When you imagined yourself as part of the story, did you get out of the boat with Peter? Or did you stay? Talk to Jesus about this. Thank you, God, that I can talk to you about everything. Make prayer as natural as breathing to me. As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you, and Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.